All right, welcome to the podcast. Today I'm riding solo again. We're busting these out while Connor has been on vacation. So we're looking at the will of God, and we've looked already at God's revelational will and his directional will. We've looked at Deuteronomy 29:29. The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belong to us and to our children forever. We may follow after the words of this law. We've talked about the revelational will of God in the Word of God, okay? We've looked at the directional will of God. Psalm 32, verse 8, I will instruct you and teach you in the way that you should go. And the idea that that is also found in the Word, not in words that you hear outside of Scripture, where somehow God is this genie in a bottle or this GPS that is giving you right, left, straight kind of directions, okay? Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 kind of iron out some of those wrinkles where it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. And again, the idea is don't lean on your own understanding. So just because you think that you heard something, you think that God said something to you outside of Scripture, and, you know, he told me to move to Oklahoma, he told me to buy this Lamborghini, he told me to go marry that person, he told me to go have this conversation, is a bit far-fetched and a bit fanciful. Yes, there are times in Scripture that God did that. No, he didn't do it as the normative way he dealt with everyone. So remember that God didn't always deal with people in the exact same way. Of course, right? Yes, he did sometimes say, go up and join this chariot to Philip. He did say to Paul, go and do this. He did tell Ananias, go meet Paul, Saul, and all of that. There are plenty of times in the Old Testament he's speaking to people, but not to everyone. And if you want to say it's normative, you have to say that somehow all these other believers through the ages were deficient somehow because what? They weren't close enough to God and weren't privileged to get that kind of revelation. No, this was in the midst of God revealing his will and inscripturating it, okay? And getting the Word of God down such that we have now the voice of God in the Word of God, and it is sufficient and it is beautiful and wonderful and so effective and so powerful. But we're talking today about God's indicative will, okay? What does that mean? What does it mean? What am I trying to get at when I call it God's indicative will? You're going to be like, I haven't really heard that much. Are you making new stuff up? Well, I'm taking some words that are found in Scripture or that are principles and then explaining them, okay? When we talk about God's indicative will, it indicates what he said he will do and what he said he has already done, okay? Now think of it this way, indicatives and imperatives in Scripture. They're indicatives which basically indicate, they state what God did or what he will do, and then there are imperatives where it commands you to do something he wants you to do. So very, basically and very simply, God's indicative will is everything he said he will do or everything he said he has done. Okay, let me give you an example in Ephesians chapter 1, where it says he has chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world. That's the indicative will of God. He chose to do that, and we were predestined to be conformed, and we are predestined to adoption, and he gave the Spirit as an inheritance. Those are all things that God wanted to do, and he did. And the thing is, we don't camp out on this often enough. We always want to know what the juicy new tidbits of our life will be. It's usually we're not praying for God's will for the people you don't really interact very well with or very often with. But usually it's like, Lord, please tell me or show me what I'm supposed to do. But what about spending some time dwelling on what God has done that is his will? That's beautiful. That's a beautiful way to live, where you are praising the glories of God's grace. Ephesians 1 even says, this is to the praise of the glory of his grace, that you would praise God's glorious grace, praise the glorious God for all he has done and all he has said he will do. And even the promises, okay, those are indicative of what God will do in the future, the things he has decreed to come about. So I would just say that more Christians need to spend much more time thinking about, reveling in, relishing, enjoying, rejoicing in God's indicative will. And again, some people might think it's boring because we already know that answer. Well, rehearsing gospel truths and rehearsing beautiful truths about what God has done and what he will do is one of the best things to do in the Christian life. All right? So when you think about God's indicative will, it's what he has said he will do or what he has said he has already done. Okay? And just enjoy that. That's one way you can worship the Lord. All right? Thanks for joining me today. I hope this is helpful for you. We'll catch you next time on the podcast.